So this is episode 5, and I'm playing around with the transitions and some intro music. I'm not really sure what I'm doing at all. I may have to find a YouTube video to see if I can learn how to use this app. But it's been a great day. I started yoga today. That was not too bad. I got tickled because last night I was looking up yoga poses. And I am considered a plus size. And so on Pinterest, I started looking at the yoga for plus size women. And the picture that it presented itself was a definitely plus size woman. And then you go into the yoga poses and definitely not plus size. So this fluffy snowflake moment I had of being offended was like, are you serious? But I did find one that looked like, if this lady could do it, so could I. So I did do my yoga this morning, and it really helped, I believe, with my back and my neck and my, you know, muscles and stretching and everything. So I implemented yoga. I downloaded my 3 challenges. I'm going to be doing wall push-up challenge because I cannot do a regular push-up yet. So you got to start somewhere. I have a plank challenge that I'll be doing, implementing, and then a wall sit. So I'll be adding those. I didn't get to walk tonight because it got too dark when I got back. And that is just a baloney excuse because I could have went earlier. But I did get to do something fun. I got on a green broke pony, as in like 3 days that this pony has had anybody on it ever. At first I was pretty nervous about it, but I thought, you know, I watched this guy crawl underneath his belly, mess with his legs. I watched dogs break out in a fight underneath him. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. And I got on there and was using split reins that were really long because, of course, he's been breaking them. So he's riding with a little bit different, you know, than I'm used to. And it's been so long since I've ridden, and I never did like split reins. When I did use split reins, I tied them and made them not split reins. So I kind of got nervous because I wasn't really sure how to hold them because it's been a long time and I didn't really have that much experience. And so I didn't stay on him very long. Now I wish I would have asked him to just teach me because, you know, there is never a dumb question. And if anybody makes you feel or tries to make fun of you for asking a question when you're trying to learn, then that's not the person you want to be around and have helping you anyways. So just remember that. Ask questions. Don't be like me and feel like a dummy and have to YouTube it when you get off the horse, because I'm not going to pretend like I'm Miss Cowgirl. I am at heart, always have been, but I have not had enough time in the saddle to remember or learn some things that I need to know. So that's where I'm at with my goals and everything that's going on. Let's see what else. You know, I've got a savings bank, like a piggy bank, I guess, for an adult. And yesterday I cut out pictures of the different dreams I have, such as cattle and my own horse, a truck that I've wanted for a long time, and the kind of trailer and saddle I want. So I've taped that on my piggy bank just to remind me what I'm putting money in there for. And, you know, I'm not thinking I'm going to save enough just in that piggy bank to buy all of that. That's just to keep my mind focused on where I'm going with everything. Well, my dog's getting a little rowdy, and I just really wanted to make tonight's episode to play around with the app. So I'm going to see if I can get this to join together and see if the little intro music plays. I hope you all are doing great with your goals and the big dreams you have. Don't forget, Ephesians 3:20 says, God will do above and beyond your wildest dreams and imaginations. Check out my website, dreamcatcher320.com.